All together, come on, all on one accord, let's lift up those hands right there. Bless him, bless him. Come on, he's worthy. Come on, we're going to sing it right here. We lift our hearts in worship.
We lift our hearts in worship and praise him to your name. We bow before your presence and your glory we proclaim. For you are God and God alone, and on the throne you reign. Lord, we magnify and glorify and give praise to your name.
We lift our hands.
Our voices.
And the glory we proclaim. For you are God. And God alone.
And God alone.
And on the throne.
On the throne
you reign. Lord, we magnify.
Lord, we magnify and glorify.
Hallelujah.
And give praise.
Come on, let's sing that one more time. We lift our hands. And praise him to your name. Come on, we reverence him. We lift our voices. Come on, lift it. And your glory we proclaim.
Grace and peace, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it. Great is the Lord. Greatly to be praised. We bless the Lord. We thank God for another day. Bless God for this opportunity once again to come together for morning manna to share word out of the word. Pray God's blessings on your life, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through. Keith O'Neill's ministering in the background. Praises to your name. And it says we lift our heart and we praise your name. We bow down before your presence and give praises to your name. And again, that is a decision that we must make each day, that we will find a way to bless the Lord. We'll find a way to give him glory. We will find a way to praise him in the midst of every situation. So the Lord is good, and we give him glory and praise. Let's go right to the word. It's found in John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9. Second word, this word this past weekend, and still in my spirit. And I pray that it will be a blessing to you. In John chapter 5, verses 1 through 9, and it reads, sometime later, from the NIV, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. And now there is in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. And here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. And one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, do you want to get well? And so the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool. When the water was stirred, while I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me. And then Jesus said to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And at once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. And the Bible says the day on which this took place was a Sabbath. This morning, again, as this word is being ministered to you, I'm praying that faith will be stirred in you to the point that you will open your mouth and you will start making declaration that you're not going to just expect the same old, that you are believing that this is your time, that you're believing that this is time, this is the time that God is going to move and bring about a significant change in the direction of the course of your life, a situation, something perhaps that has been just sitting there and you've been looking at it and it's been looking at you. But today, I want you to just declare this with me. The next time you see me and you say that, and I want you to declare it again, the next time you see me, and then regardless of whatever that thing is that you're desiring God to do, I want you to fill it in and make a declaration that whatever that need is in your life, that God is going to do it. God is going to reverse the direction of the course of some things that have been going on in your life. And so I want you to get it with that one thing, as I said, already in your spirit that seems to have been on hold, or you believe God is going to release into your life, and begin to declare that thing and speak it into the atmosphere. In Psalm 37 and 4, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. And it didn't say the desires of God's heart, but it said God will give you the desires of your heart as you delight yourself in him. So now make this declaration again. The next time you see me, and then you fill in the blank with your desire from the Lord, because I want you to respond based on the fact that whatever the need is in your life, that you're believing that the next time that you encounter people, that next time that you're in the congregation of the saints, that you're going to make the declaration now that I'm believing God is going to make a significant movement in my direction, and that I want to just sign on, and I just want to affirm and say that whatever you said, I want to respond back to you and just say, and it shall come to pass. This man in John chapter number 5 had been in the same condition for 38 years. And every year he would just go up to a familiar place in Jerusalem where there was there was a pool of Siloam. There was a pool there. And the Bible said that at a certain time of the year that the angel of the Lord would come down, the waters would be troubled, and whoever would get into that pool first would have their desire, their need. They would be healed. And whatever they had a need of, that God brought manifestation into their life. And I'm sure that man had been going back year after year, believing that today was going to be his day or that year was going to be his year. And I'm sure that some of you, just like that man, that perhaps you've been saying that I've been going and I've been dealing with this thing for so long, so much so, until sometimes even when we come to the sanctuary, we don't come with the mindset that today is my day, but we come with the mindset, same old same, or we may not say those words, but that's our mindset. And I pray that you will not allow yourself today to be one who finds yourself with that mindset that says same old same old. And even when people see you struggling and don't have the expectation that you're going to make it, but you better say to yourself, the devil is a liar, that I don't care how long, hallelujah, I've been dealing with this thing. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what others say. I don't care about whatever the closed doors have been up to this point, but you had never allowed yourself to come to the place where you just resign yourself that this is just the way that it's going to be. No, 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 but get in your spirit this morning, hallelujah, that the next time that someone sees you, but they're going to see you in a different place, and not only a different place, but manifestation is going to come. And so again, we can never get to the other side of any situation in our life until we stop making excuses or blaming other people. And so we find this man who had been, as the Bible said, in this condition for 38 years, and so much so, he had begun to complain, and I'm sure frustration and bitterness had settled in. And here Jesus shows up unexpectedly, and the man was getting ready to go through his usual ritual. And here he is in the place of worship. And Jesus shows up. And he's getting ready, as I said, to go through his usual rant about his condition and no one willing to help him. And here he was. He had the attention of Jesus, making excuses and complaining. Let me just pause here again. Standing in the presence of the Lord, murmuring and complaining. Wow, he should have discerned or known, hallelujah, that even though he may not have known, to know that he was the man who could literally bring about a change, but he had just gotten into a rut and just used to complaining and whatever. And sometimes when we come into the house of God and we forget the fact, hallelujah, that I showed up today and I showed up and I'm standing, I'm kneeling, I'm sitting in the presence of Jesus. You don't just have to wait until you come to church, but wherever you are, you can make that a sanctuary and recognize that the Lord is here, his presence, wherever you are, it's right where you are at that time. And so he's there in the place of worship, murmuring and complaining. But he's gotten the attention of Jesus. But he didn't get the attention of Jesus because there's murmuring and complaining. But he got the attention of Jesus because the Lord recognized that this man was at a point of need and he was in desperation. And he, brought him to Jesus. And Jesus for him represented opportunity. And he asked him a pointed question, Jesus did. He asked him, what do you want? And so I just want to say to you, don't miss your opportunity by saying what you want doesn't matter. Because if it doesn't matter enough to you to say it, it doesn't obligate God to respond to your need or request. And I'm hearing in my spirit that someone is saying today that I'm ready for promotion. I'm ready for change. I'm ready for increase. But we must learn how to see it before we see it. Because this is what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and the assurance about what we do not see. And if you don't see it being done, it probably will not be done. Again, you got to see it before you see it. You got to know it. You got to confess it. You got to declare it with your own mouth. And I can't waste any more time or resources on that which doesn't move me closer to destiny. Getting ready to delete again some old friends and contacts. Getting ready, hallelujah, to release those systems and mindsets that are only frustrating the now of God in your life. You got to get ready and say, listen, I can't keep going around the same mountain repeating the same things, but you got to change your mindset. And when you change your mindset, because you understand that today is a new day, but you've got to know what you want first. And soon as you get a revelation, it will change your situation. In verse number 8, Jesus replied, get up, pick up your mat and walk. And the Bible said that once he was cured, he picked up his bed and walked. You say, well, why? This time? Well, Jesus said, I'm not going to let you just go through the same rituals that you've been going through, thinking that I could only move in one direction. But listen, you got to stay open and say, God, this is what I desire, but I expect, hallelujah, that I don't know the direction is going to come, but Lord, I trust you as I stand in faith, as I stand in confidence in your word. I know, God, hallelujah, that it's going to come to pass. And you see, you have to know what you want, and then you got to stand on it. A couple of weeks ago, hallelujah, my wife and I, as we've been here in Atlanta, and she'd been going through some physical changes and had some of the saints praying, and so she went to the doctor and was going through various tests. And so a couple of weeks ago, and I know I'm sharing her testimony for her testimony, but I don't care because I'm a participant in this too. But a couple of weeks ago, as we sat in the doctor's office, having gone through a series of tests, and so the doctor said to her then that you have cancer in your intestine. And so we sat there, and as I sat there, and in my own spirit, I was saying, well, God, here we're following your obedience. We're moved. We're in a place moving toward destiny. And God, this doesn't line up, hallelujah, with what you're saying and what you're showing me. And Lord, we're going to do it, but we do it better with our whole body. And so she went through a series of tests in between. Hallelujah. And then on Sunday, as the word of the Lord was declared, and I looked at her, and she looked at me, and we declared that the next time, glory unto Bakaya, the next time that you see me, hallelujah, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and we declared together, heal. And so I need somebody this morning to grab hold of faith and just understand that even though the doctor said what was there, but when we went yesterday, hallelujah, the doctor sat there, and he said, well, the test that we took, And wow, there was a tumor that's there, but it's so small until it didn't even show up on the scan and the test that we did. And so he said there won't be a need for surgery. There's no need for chemo. There's no need for radiation. And I sat there in that doctor's office, and I began to say in my spirit, God, you're a wonder. Hallelujah. And even though they're still, hallelujah, testing whatever, but I declare this morning, hallelujah, the next time, get it in your spirit, saints, the next time, God's going to show up. God's going to do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so this morning, I want you, as you're hearing this word, I want you to say this morning, whatever it is that you're needing, whatever your desire is, get it in your spirit and then put it into the atmosphere. Open your mouth right now and fill in. The next time, you fill it in. You know what you need. You know what your desires are. And then I just want to agree with you again. But you got to say something. Open your mouth and declare what your desire is. Find a way this morning. Don't just let it be with you, but find a way to put it out there. Put it out there. Put a demand on the Holy Ghost. Put a demand on the presence of the Lord. So when you get a chance to talk to folk, let your conversation at some point be today. Whatever you say, but you better conclude the next time you see me, and then you fill in what that desire is. Go ahead and talk about it. Tweet it. Facebook it. FaceTime it. Instagram it. Don't miss this hoop, God. But declare that the next time God is going to fulfill your desire, but you got to fill it in. But let me help some of you. The next time you see me, debt canceled. Next time you see me, body heal. Next time you see me, right door will be open. Next time you see me, wisdom will come, and I'll know how to overcome a stronghold. Next time you see me, my mindset will be the same. Now I want to say to you, get ready for better. Know what you want, and when Jesus show up, don't miss him. The next time you see me, and I'm just going to conclude for you, and it shall come to pass. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. We give you praise, God, for who you are. Thank you, God, that you got all things in control. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just as that man who laid there for 38 years in that same condition. But Lord, today we don't murmur, complain. But when you show up, God, we place a demand on your presence. Now, God, we declare today, hallelujah, that the way that it is now is not going to be that it's the way that it's going to continue to be. Let faith arise in us, God. We stand on your word. We stand in faith, and we stand in expectation. We glorify you. We give you praise. We honor you, God. We love you, Jesus. We love you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank you, God. Get the glory out of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Remember, declare the next time you see me, and then you fill in what the desire of your heart is and stand on it and watch God perform another miracle in your life. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Shalom, shalom.